This is the reading for September 21. Jeremiah chapter 23. How terrible it will be for the leaders of Judah who are scattering and destroying my people, says the Lord. They are responsible for the people, so the Lord, the God of Israel, says to them, You have scattered my people and forced them away and not taken care of them. So I will punish you for the evil things you have done, says the Lord. I sent my people to other countries, but I will gather those who are left alive and bring them back to their own country. Then they will have many children and grow in number. I will place new leaders over my people who will take care of them. And my people will not be afraid or terrified again, and none of them will be lost, says the Lord. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a good branch in David's family. He will be a king who will rule in a wise way. He will do what is fair and right in the land. In his time, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This will be his name. The Lord does what is right. So the days are coming, says the Lord, when people will not say again, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought Israel out of Egypt. But people will say something new, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had sent them away, then the people of Israel will live in their own land. A message to the prophets. My heart is broken. All my bones shake. I'm like someone who is drunk, like someone who has been overcome with wine. This is because of the Lord and his holy words. The land of Judah is full of people who are guilty of adultery. Because of this, the Lord cursed the land. It has become a very sad place. And the pastures have dried up. The people are evil and use their power in the wrong way. Both the prophets and the priests live as if there were no God. I have found them doing evil things, even in my own temple, says the Lord. So they will be in danger. They will be forced into darkness, where they will be defeated. I will bring disaster on them in the year I punish them, says the Lord. I saw the prophets of Samaria do something wrong. Those prophets prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel away. And I have seen the prophets of Jerusalem do terrible things. They are guilty of adultery and live by lies. They encourage evil people to keep on doing evil so the people don't stop sinning. All of those people are like the city of Sodom. The people of Jerusalem are like the city of Gomorrah to me. So this is what the Lord All-Powerful says about the prophets. I will make those prophets eat bitter food and drink poisoned water, because the prophets of Jerusalem spread wickedness through the whole country. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Don't pay attention to what those prophets are saying to you. They are trying to fool you. They talk about visions, their own minds made up, not about visions from me. So they say to those who hate me, the Lord says you will have peace. They say to all those who are stubborn and do as they please, nothing bad will happen to you. But none of these prophets has stood in the meeting of angels to see or hear the message of the Lord. None of them has paid close attention to his message. Look, the punishment from the Lord will come like a storm. His anger will be like a hurricane. It will come swirling down on the heads of those wicked people. The Lord's anger will not stop until he finishes what he plans to do. When that day is over, you will understand this clearly. I did not send those prophets, but they ran to tell their message. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied anyway. But if they had stood in the meeting of angels, they would have told my message to my people. They would have turned the people from their evil ways and from doing evil. I am a God who is near, says the Lord. I am also a God who is far away. No one can hide where I cannot see him, says the Lord. I fill all of heaven and earth, says the Lord. I have heard the prophets who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I have had a dream. I have had a dream. How long will this continue in the minds of these lying prophets? They prophesy from their own wishful thinking. They are trying to make the people of Judah forget me by telling each other these dreams. In the same way, their ancestors forgot me and worshipped Baal. Is straw the same thing as wheat, says the Lord? If a prophet wants to tell about his dreams, let him. But let the person who hears my message speak it truthfully. Isn't my message like a fire, says the Lord? Isn't it like a hammer that smashes a rock? So I am against the false prophets, says the Lord. They keep stealing words from each other and say they are from me. I am against the false prophets, says the Lord. They use their own words and pretend it is a message from me. I am against the prophets who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord. They mislead my people with their lies and false teachings. I did not send them or command them to do anything for me. They can't help the people of Judah at all, says the Lord. Suppose the people of Judah, a prophet or a priest, ask you, Jeremiah, what is the message from the Lord? You will answer them and say, You are a heavy load to the Lord, and I will throw you down, says the Lord. A prophet or a priest or one of the people might say, This is a message from the Lord. That person has lied, so I will punish him and his whole family. This is what you will say to each other. What did the Lord answer, or what did the Lord say? But you will never again say the message of the Lord, because the only message you speak is your own words. You have changed the words of our God, the living God, the Lord all-powerful. This is how you should speak to the prophets. What answer did the Lord give you, or what did the Lord say? But don't say the message from the Lord. If you use these words, this is what the Lord says. Because you called it a message from the Lord, though I told you not to use those words, I will pick you up and throw you away from me, along with Jerusalem, which I gave to your ancestors and to you. And I will make a disgrace of you forever. Your shame will never be forgotten. Jeremiah chapter 24. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, captured Jehoiakim, son of Jehoiakim, and king of Judah, his officers, and all the craftsmen and metal workers of Judah. He took them away from Jerusalem and brought them to Babylon. It was then that the Lord showed me two baskets of figs arranged in front of the temple of the Lord. One of the baskets had very good figs in it, like figs that ripen early in the season. But the other basket had figs too rotten to eat. The Lord said to me, What do you see, Jeremiah? I answered, I see figs. The good figs are very good, but the rotten figs are too rotten to eat. Then the Lord spoke his word to me. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I sent the people of Judah out of their country to live in the country of Babylon. I think of those people as good, like these good figs. I will look after them and bring them back to the land of Judah. I will not tear them down, but I will build them up. I will not pull them up, but I will plant them so they can grow. I will make them want to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, because they will return to me with their whole hearts. But the bad figs are too rotten to eat. So this is what the Lord says. Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officers, and all the people from Jerusalem who are left alive, even those who live in Egypt, will be like those rotten figs. I will make those people hated as an evil people by all the kingdoms of the earth. People will make fun of them and tell jokes about them and point fingers at them and curse them everywhere I scatter them. I will send war, hunger, and disease against them. I will attack them until they have all been killed. Then they will no longer be in the land I gave to them and their ancestors.
The Book of Romans.
My name is Paul. I write to the church at Rome to provide a complete statement of the fundamentals of Christianity and to show the claims of Christianity to be true and logical. The influence of the church at Rome is needful for the evangelizing of the world. I will show that if a person is saved, a life of moral character and service to God will result.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and appointed to spread the good news of God. God had already promised this good news through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This good news is about his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his human nature, he was a descendant of David. In his spiritual holy nature, he was declared the Son of God. This was shown in a powerful way when he came back to life. Through him, we've received God's kindness and the privilege of being apostles, who bring people from every nation to the obedience that is associated with faith. This is for the honor of his name. You are among those who've been called to belong to Jesus Christ. To everyone in Rome whom God loves and has called to be his holy people, goodwill and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ are yours. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for every one of you because the news of your faith is spreading throughout the whole world. I serve God by spreading the good news about his Son. God is my witness that I always mention you every time I pray. I ask that somehow God will now at last make it possible for me to visit you. I long to see you, to share a spiritual blessing with you so that you will be strengthened. What I mean is that we may be encouraged by each other's faith. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that I have often planned to visit you. However, until now, I've been kept from doing so. What I want is to enjoy some of the results of working among you, as I have also enjoyed the results of working among the rest of the nations. I have an obligation to those who are civilized and those who aren't, to those who are wise and those who aren't. That's why I'm eager to tell you who live in Rome the good news also. I'm not ashamed of the good news. It is God's power to save everyone who believes, Jews first and Greeks as well. God's approval is revealed in this good news. This approval begins and ends with faith, as Scripture says, the person who has God's approval will live because of faith. God's anger is revealed from heaven against every ungodly and immoral thing people do as they try to suppress the truth by their immoral living. What can be known about God is clear to them because He has made it clear to them. From the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly observed in what He made. As a result, people have no excuse. They knew God, but did not praise and thank Him for being God. Instead, their thoughts were total nonsense, and their misguided minds were plunged into darkness. While claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for statues that looked like mortal humans, birds, animals, and snakes. For this reason, God allowed their lusts to control them. As a result, they dishonor their bodies by sexual perversion with each other. These people have exchanged God's truth for a lie, so they have become ungodly and serve what is created rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God allowed their shameful passions to control them. Their women have exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. Likewise, their men have given up natural sexual relations with women and burned with lust for each other. Men commit indecent acts with men, so they experience among themselves the punishment they deserve for their perversion. Because they thought it was worthless to acknowledge God, God allowed their own immoral minds to control them, so they do these indecent things. Their lives are filled with all kinds of sexual sins, wickedness, and greed. They are mean. They are filled with envy, murder, quarreling, deceit, and viciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, haughty, arrogant, and boastful. They think up new ways to be cruel. They don't obey their parents, don't have any sense, don't keep promises, and don't show love to their own families or mercy to others. Although they know God's judgment that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do these things, but also approve of others who do them.